Alright, does anyone have a song they want to sing? We're going to do the offering first. Anyone have a song? Alright, why don't we sing Jesus Loves Me?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
All right, I have a story I'm going to read here. Milton lived on a farm. His father had a number of mules that he used in plowing his fields. Two of the young mules were very ill-tempered. Milton's father was careful to keep the little pigs and calves out of their way for fear the mules would paw them to death. When Milton was almost nine, a baby brother came into his home. His name was Marion. Milton loved the baby dearly and never grew tired of playing with him. Their father built a fence around the yard. They were careful to keep the gates of the fence closed so that Marion could not wander away, especially after the two ill-tempered mules were put out to pasture in the lot just behind the house. Late one afternoon, Milton was helping his father in the back lot when father needed to do something else. He left Milton to finish the job. As soon as you have finished, said father, you may go to the house, but be sure you latch the backyard gate. Father did not get home until after dark. Milton, he asked, while they were eating supper, did you latch the gate when you came home this afternoon? Milton knew that he had forgotten, but he thought to himself, if I tell the truth, I'll have to go out and latch the gate now, and I'm afraid of the dark. Aloud, he said, yes, father, I did. Are you sure? Asked father. Yes, said Milton again. Milton suddenly heard a bee buzzing in his ears. Tell the truth, Milton, tell the truth. But he said to himself, it won't matter if the gate stands open all night. I'll latch it first thing in the morning. And so he soon forgot all about it. The next morning, right after breakfast, Milton's mother sent him on an errand. Marion was still asleep. Where's Marion? Asked Milton when he came back. He woke up a little while ago, said mother. After I gave him his breakfast, I let him go out into the yard to play. It's such a bright morning. Instantly, Milton thought of the gate, and he went to look for Marion. A moment later, he heard his father cry out in alarm. Looking toward the pasture where the two young mules were kept, he saw Marion just inside the fence. Father ran toward the baby as fast as he could, but he was just too late. One of the mules kicked Marion, and he fell over in a heap. The mule, seeing father coming, ran toward the other end of the pasture. Father picked up the limp body and carried it to the house. The baby lay so still that at first they thought he was dead. Milton was terribly frightened, and he cried most of the day. He knew this dreadful thing had happened because he did not latch the backyard gate, and because he had told father a lie about it. Poor Marion was taken to the hospital. His spine had been injured, and it was many, many months before he could sit up. And never again was he able to run about like other children. It was a long time before father and mother found out how the baby came to be in the pasture with the mules. But one day, after Marion was home again, Milton told father the whole sad story. "I'm very sorry," said father kindly, when Milton had finished. "I wish you had told me the truth. I wouldn't have sent you out alone in the dark, son. I would have gone out with you to latch the gate." It was almost more than Milton could bear to have his father talk to him so sadly and yet so kindly. He gracefully took the sting of the paddle for being untruthful. But the sting of the bee went deeper and deeper as he watched his pale-faced little brother day after day. Always after that, he was very careful to listen to the buzzing of little bee truthful. Now, there's a few things about this story that the one lesson that we want to learn from it is to tell the truth. But I think another thing we can think about is when we don't tell the truth, what happens to us and to other people. In this story, the boy that lied and didn't he didn't close the gate. It almost killed his brother, but it didn't quite kill him, but his brother was injured his spine, he couldn't walk again. So not only did he hurt himself by lying, he hurt his brother. And when we lie, we damage our conscience, especially if we think we get away with it, then we think, oh, it's nothing big, we can just keep lying and it won't affect us and won't hurt other people. But when we do that, other people learn that they can't trust us. You know, if we lie all the time, people know that's how we are. We just lie and they can't believe us. And then that also makes us, we also think that everyone else is lying, so it's just we don't believe other people either. And like in the story, when we lie, it can hurt other people. And there are several stories in the Bible too about people that lied. And there's two stories that I'm thinking of, that the one is about Achan, and he lied about treasure that he stole. Well, he didn't steal it, but it was supposed to be destroyed, and he lied about it and ended up costing him his life and his whole family and everything that he had. They were all killed for it. And there's another story about Ananias and Sapphira, and they lied about, they had sold some property, and they said that they had given away all the money, but they only given away part of it. And because of that, like, it wasn't,
I'm gonna put the money in.
Just wait. It wasn't anything wrong that they had done where they only gave away part of the money, but it was because they lied about it. And they were both killed because of it. So let's just remember that when we lie, it's gonna do a lot of damage to us. And that's something that takes a long time to undo. So let's just remember to be truthful, and even if it seems like it's going to hurt us a little bit to lie, I mean, to tell the truth, we still need to tell the truth, because it's going to hurt a lot less than if we don't. But that's all I have, and we can all go back to our seats.